From North State Public Radio, I'm Serena Grossi with your headlines for Tuesday, June 3rd. Chico's budget for the next year will be decided at tonight's city council meeting. NSPR's Eric Adams has more on what the city's fire chief hopes is passed.
After a budget proposal meeting last month, the council is back to vote whether to adopt the 2025 to 2026 budget. This time, the city's fire chief is bringing some additions to help the fire department. The chief is asking the council to adopt an option that would add 6 new firefighters and carry out 6 promotions in the department. It would cost around $726,000. The chief says it's the most cost-effective option in the long term. The new budget would go into effect on July 1st. In Chico, I'm Eric Adams.
In other news, the newly appointed Shasta County Registrar of Voters is again in the spotlight. NSPR's Ken Duvall has more.
Clint Curtis is working with Shasta County to revise the assistant registrar job description. That's after he terminated the person who was in the role last week without explanation. He was just 5 days into his new position. She had worked in the department for 17 years and said he didn't meet with her before she was fired. According to reporting by the Reading Record Searchlight, Curtis wasn't specific about what changes he wants to the position, other than possibly requiring a college degree and giving preference for military service, but some residents are suspicious about his intentions. The Florida lawyer was appointed to lead elections for Shasta County by supervisors last month. He has no experience managing an election and is a strong proponent of hand-counting ballots, which is illegal in California. His objection to voting machines dovetails with that of current and past supervisors who believe without credible evidence that voting machines are vulnerable to manipulation. For NSPR News, I'm Ken Duvall.
And you may have heard stories about wolves roaming in big packs across the North State, but experts say that's often not the case. Axel Honeycutt is the state wolf coordinator for the California Department of Fish and Wildlife. He says the size of California's wolf packs are a lot smaller than the myth.
Typically, it's a family. It's an adult male and an adult female that are producing offspring. And usually the rest of the pack is either the pups from that year or the pups from the previous year.
He says people often hear about packs having 20 or 30 wolves, but that's more common in places like Alaska or Yellowstone.
But in California, we tend to see, you know, pack sizes of, you know, between 6 and 11 animals, typically.
Wildlife officials say they're continuing to track known packs and monitor activity. People are urged to report sightings and not spread speculation. You could find more about California's wolf activity at mynspr.org. Also, Plumas County has paid more than $500,000 in fines, penalties, and corrections over 4 years due to missed deadlines and incorrect billing. The Plumas Sun reports a Quincy resident discovered the total after making a public records request. Rick Foster asked for records of fees paid between early 2020 and December 2024. Foster says he was concerned about the use of public funds for penalties and that it wasn't publicly disclosed. The offices that paid the most in fines include the county assessor's office, the treasurer tax collector, and public health. Additionally, Chico has bid farewell to the old Salem Street Bridge over Little Chico Creek, as construction on the replacement began yesterday. The city says the project will enhance safety, connectivity, and community quality of life. The new bridge will have 2 travel lanes, bike lanes, and sidewalks. At both ends, about 100 feet of Salem Street will be rebuilt for smooth connections. The bridge links the Barber neighborhood and downtown Chico. And finally, as temperatures rise, you might see more people at Sycamore Pool in Bidwell Park, and more lifeguards on duty. The Chico Area Parks and Recreation District has announced the pool at the 1 Mile Recreation Area will be staffed with lifeguards for the summer. Some were spotted at the pool this past weekend for extra coverage, but the district says people can expect to see lifeguards starting this Sunday until August 18th. There will also be lifeguards on duty for a couple weekends in August and September. They'll be at the pool 6 days a week from 1 to 7 p.m., depending on staff availability. And those are your headlines for Tuesday, June 3rd. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, check out our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Serena Grossi.